How do you see the media business pivoting on the economic side, and what's your plan personally?
Well, podcast-wise, it's already pivoted. You've got thousands upon thousands of podcasts, so there's no way to get around that. I'm proud of my man, Shannon Sharp, Club Shay Shay, doing his thing. No doubt about it, the Cat Williams interview was off the chain, and I think more than half of his subscribers came because of that interview alone. So major, major props to him for pulling that off and doing what he did. And he deserves a lot of credit, but Nightcap ain't nothing to sleep on either with him and Ocho Cinco and Gilbert Arenas. Yep. And Gilbert Arenas, you know, so major props to them for that. But I would tell you that, you know, when you see the paradigm shifting in our media business, it's because the public has stated we're not interested in linear television as much as we have. What people are confused about is that doesn't mean they're not interested in the content that linear television provides. They just want it in a different platform than linear television provides. They don't want it on a TV screen where you got to buy a TV. They want to be able to watch it on their phone. They want to be able to watch it on their iPad or their laptop or whatever. And not only that, if you really, really think about it, it's nothing different than what society has done for ages. Youngsters dictate the direction. They may not pay the bills, but they dictate the direction. So it's like a kid that's growing up, right? Well, you know what? I don't feel like doing this. I feel like doing that. I want to go to the movies. But then after that, I want to go to the amusement park. But then after that, I want to go to Coney. If you're in New York, you're in Brooklyn, I want to go to Coney Island. Well, hell, I want to go to Six Flags. Well, damn it, not Six Flags. Now I want to go to Six Flags down in Virginia. Okay. Oh, by the way, now let me go to Disneyland. Oh, that's in Anaheim. Oh, damn it, Disney World. I'd rather go there. You see what I'm saying? History has shown us that these transitions that take place, it's dictated by our youth, not financed by it, but dictated by it. Because if you're a parent, you're going to give the kid what they want for the most part if you can afford to do it, and they deserve it. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? That's exactly what's happening now. The kids are telling the parents, who happen to be executives at the linear networks, this is what we want. Not only that, streaming has proliferated. And so when you look at Amazon, Apple, Netflix and everybody else with, you know, Prime Video, all of this stuff, they've created different platforms that has forced the linear world to capitulate to the direction that it's going in sooner than it would have liked. Mm. And as a result, you're seeing a dwindling number. But it makes me laugh being at ESPN when people act like, oh, ESPN's losing this audience. No, we're not. We're just losing it on digital. On linear.
Yeah.
We ain't losing it in digital stratosphere. Go check out ESPN YouTube's numbers. ESPN YouTube's numbers. Look at them compared to everybody else and look at their numbers. You understand? They can talk about Disney Plus and stuff all they want to. Well, we're talking billions upon billions of dollars that are being generated. You saw that there was recently a shareholders meeting where it maintained Bob Iger remaining as the CEO of Walt Disney. What has he been talking about? We ain't ruling out Disney Plus. We've seen them drop the ESPN phone in the past. Mm-hmm. We've seen them drop other stuff in the past. How come he ain't say goodbye to Disney Plus? How come he ain't say goodbye to ESPN Plus? Because there's money to be generated there. You just got to master how that streaming.
They are trying to figure out what to do with ESPN.
Yes. Right? No, but that's only because, again, as a linear platform.
Right.
As a linear platform, okay, we might pair with Warner Brothers and Fox and have you, because we got to compete with the market cap that is Amazon and Apple.
Yeah.
All right. And even combined, they're worth about a little under 400. ESPN, Warner Brothers Discovery, Fox, you're worth about under 400 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Apple, Amazon, y'all know this better than me because y'all experts in this field. They're worth nearly $3 trillion a piece.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's what you're competing with. They just don't choose to specialize in the sports landscape the way that ESPN does. So what I'm saying to you is you come to me years ago, I knew none of this. I paid attention to none of this. But now I'm looking at everything that's transpiring and how they're doing business, where our audience lies. You can't tell me, for example, First Take, this is the success story of First Take. In an age where the linear audience is dwindling and fading and shows are getting canceled, our ratings are up. We're at a point now where I'm measured against me.
Mm-hmm.
The show is measured against it. Year over year, this is what, all right, we up year over year. For 20 consecutive months, we've been up year over year. That's bringing in over 500,000 viewers. Did you know that annually on ESPN Digital, like YouTube, stuff like that, I myself, by myself, generates over 2 billion views.
A year?
Annually. By myself.
For ESPN?
For ESPN.
On YouTube. Right.
That's what, no, ESPN, YouTube, stuff like that, yes.
Yeah.
So I'm saying their platforms, over 2 billion by myself.
Right.
And so when I look at that, I'm like, how could, ain't a less audience? Of course we still have the audience. They're just watching us in different platforms, and you got to know what those platforms are and how to monetize it so you know how to make your money. But the audience hasn't faded. It's just that they've said, we want to watch y'all on different platforms. We don't want to rely on the TV to do it.
So this is, I mean, it's a couple of things to unpack there. Sure. Yes, the one thing that ESPN does have that the Apples and Amazons don't, and Amazon has the MLB and Apple has the MLS.
They're trying to get involved in sports.
They're trying to get into live sports. Right. Everybody's trying to get into live sports.
Yeah.
Obviously, ESPN has it with the NFL, pretty much every league.
Yep.
As you know, you're watching that as a businessman. Obviously, you're working for the company, but as a businessman, you're starting to see the Club Shay Shays, right?
Like, yes.
You have your own YouTube channel.
Right.
600,000 subscribers.
Right.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Right. We saw Ryan Clark recently use that as leverage to negotiate.
Mm-hmm.
So as you're building the IP, are you intent? Like you're looking at this like this is also my leverage, right? Because it comes to a point now where if you're watching ESPN, like we watch McAfee, it's well documented,
right?
The amount of money he's making, which is congrats to him.
Congrats to him
because it's a totally different format for ESPN.
Totally.
It's working, but you watch the landscape, right? You see everybody at Fox, you see CBS, right? You see Aikman, right? Stephen A, more popular than all these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Are you building the leverage in terms of, you know what? My turn is coming. Let's talk.
I already have.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.